हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। When Shankara Bhagavatpada, in his commentary on the important, his commentary as important lesson to be derived from the 56 verses, he presented his commentary as important lesson to be derived from the 56 verses, the 46 verses of first chapter and the 10 verses of the second chapter. He concluded stating, other than Atma-jnanam, there's no way of freeing oneself from bondage of samsara. Attainment of jnanam is the only means of freeing oneself from bondage of samsara, because samsara is caused by ignorance. Ignorance being the root cause of samsara, the nivrittihi of samsara, resolution of samsara is possible only through the attainment of jnanam. Atma jnana nishtad anyataha na nivrittihi, he said. It was then a Purapakshi came, an objectioner came. And let me remind you, who was the objectioner, who was the one who came as a Purapakshi? The Purapakshi is said to be Eka Desha Vedanti. Eka Deshi or Eka Desha Vedanti. Is also known as Dvaitadvaitavadi or Dvaitadvaitavadi. So this Ekadeshi is the one who is Advaiti, Dvaitadvaitavadi, Dvaitadvaitavadi. Is Ekadeshavadi. And we understood very clearly last class that all these people are of the very view. All these people means Ekadeshavadinaha, Dvaita Advaita Dvaitadvaitavadinaha are of the very strong view that anything and everything taught by the Veda is real. The entire Veda Shastram is a Pramana Grantha. Their acceptance of Veda Shastram as a Pramana Grantha is a nice thing, very nice thing. Of course, Advaitinaha also accept the entire Veda Shastram as the Pramana Grantha. But still, Veda Shastram serves as a means of knowledge of the absolute reality, which cannot be known through any other pramana. And Vedashastram teaches many rituals, and by performing which we can accomplish certain ends in terms of Arthakama Dharmas. Those rituals also cannot be known through any other pramana. Therefore, Vedashastram, of course, enjoys the unique status of being the pramana grantaha. So for them, Dvaitam is Satyam, Advaitam also is Satyam. For them means Ekadeshavadinaha. Accept Dvaitam and Advaitam to be real. For them, everything is real. Duality is real, non-duality is also real, because Veda teaches. That is their argument. In fact, Karma Kanda of the Vedashastram does not teach Dvaitam, accepts the human perception of duality and only prescribes the rituals. Accepting the erroneous perception of human beings that the duality is real. Shastram only prescribes rituals, prescribes meditations in order to help the human being to prepare his mind to become eligible for the attainment of jnanam. Veda Shastram does not teach duality. The perception of duality is not taught by Veda Shastra. Duality is not taught. I am different from God, God is different from me. This duality need not be taught. Without being taught, this perception of duality is naturally there on the part of every human being. So all Ajnani human beings naturally, effortlessly take this duality to be real. The world is real, duality is real. And they arrive at this conclusion of duality being real based on their perception, erroneous perception. And they're ignorant of their perception being erroneous, because the perception, erroneous perception, is because of ignorance of the truth, ignorance of the reality. Ignorance of the reality is ignorance of the self. Therefore, there's error in the perception of the self and the world. And based on the erroneous perception, the conclusions they make are also erroneous. Therefore, when human beings decide that duality is real, it is erroneous conclusion. Without denying the erroneous conclusion, erroneous perception, accepting human beings as they are, in order to give the vision of non-duality of the reality later on, to prepare them to receive that knowledge. Shastram initially accepting human beings as they are, Shastram prescribes duties, presence, rituals, meditations, etc. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada has to refute the view of Ekadeshavadinaha, Ekadeshavadis. Let us see the portion. I'm just reminding you of where we left, because last class I missed. I mean, yesterday's class I did not do. And today also, I'm managing my class, and then hopefully Definitely, we'll have a beautiful class next week. Let me see where we left. Okay. Do you remember where we left last class? Ekadeshavadi's view comes from here. It begins from here. Atra kechidahuhu. Atra kechidahuhu, that's where we saw last class. That's what we saw. So Shankara Bhagavatpada concluded stating first, samsara bija bhutau shokamoho. Shoka and moha are the causes, the seeds of samsara. And resolution of that shoka and moha is not possible at all other than the attainment of jnanam, self-knowledge. Sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atma jnanat anyataha na nivruttihi tayoho shoka mohayoho nivruttihi na anyataha. Please, why now repeating? I love this sentence. Why I love this sentence? Because Shankara Bhagavatpada is very emphatic in stating this sentence. What does he say? Don't think I'm repeating because I missed long, after long break we're starting. Therefore, I have to remind you this sentence. See, samsara bija bhutau shoka mohau. Remember the sentence. The causes of samsara are what now? Shokaha and mohaha. It is the grief and it is the delusion caused by attachment. Understand? From the seeds of samsara. And the attachment is because of ajnanam. You know that very well. Ignorance. Therefore, sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atma jnanat anyataha shoka mohayoho na nivruttihi. There's no way of resolving the shoka and the moha, the seeds of samsara, other than the attainment of the self-knowledge. When Shankara Bhagavatpada stated this, he already his then Atra kechid ahuhu, it was then some people came forward stating this. Sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atma jnana nishta matra deva kevalat kaivalyam na prapyate eva. No. Moksha meant by the word oneness, kaivalyam, is not attained at all only through jnanam, devoid of the other actions, other rituals. The question was asked, Kim Tarhi? Oh, if moksha is not attained only as a result of jnanam, attained without, then how? How is moksha attained? So we saw the Pura Pakshi's answer. What was his answer? Agnihotradi Shrauta Smartha Karma Sahitat Jnanat Kaivalya Praptihi Iti Sarvasu Gitasu Nischitartha Iti. Remember all this? I will not repeat them now. Shrauta Karma, all rituals prescribed in this Shruti, all other duties prescribed by this Smriti, Smriti Granthas, all those actions, Laukika, Karmani, Vedika Karmani, prescribed by the smritis, prescribed by the shruti, all of them must be performed. Then along with the attainment of jnanam, in order to attain mokshaha. And for which, to support his view, Purapakshi also quoted statements from Bhagavad Gita itself. We saw all that. Now, finally, what was Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer? Actually, we saw the last sentence. I had to see. Before Shankara Bhagavatpada's seeing the answer. Before I come to today's class, I'm just reminding you what we have seen already. Purapakshi very clearly presented his wrong view. Okay? He presented his wrong view also very clearly. So it is easy to make him understand the error in his wrong, clearly presented wrong view. Well articulated wrong view. He said, what did he say? Himsadi yuktatvatu vaidikam karma adharmaya iti iyamapi ashanka na karya. You know, attainment of self, Hajj itself is not enough. One should perform rituals prescribed, enjoined by the Veda Shastram, Shrauta Karmani. One must perform all duties prescribed by the Smriti Smartha Karmani. And he said, suppose even Vedic ritual, Vaidikam Karma, a Vedic ritual involving even hurt, Himsadi Yuktatvatu, Vedic ritual involving any Himsa also is for accumulating papam, adharmaya, iti, iyam ashanka nakarya, such a doubt should not be there. Okay, iyam ashanka nakarya, the doubt should not be there. Which doubt? Even Vedic ritual involving the Himsa is for accumulation of papam. Such a doubt should not be there. No papam. Even if Himsa is involved in performing a Vedic ritual, if it is prescribed by the Veda Shastram, then it is not papam. It does not contribute for the accumulation of papam. Na adharmaya. So, adharmaya iti api ashanka na karya. So, any Vedic ritual, even if it involves Himsa, because of animal sacrifice, etc., then there's no papam in performing the ritual. Himsa should not be taken as that which contributes for accumulation of papam, if it is prescribed by the Veda Shastra. So one must perform the ritual. Tad akaranecha, in not doing what is enjoined by the Veda Shastram, one will lose what? He quotes Bhagavad Gita words, Krishna's own words. If it is not done, in not doing what is prescribed by the Shastram, one loses one's own duty, one loses one's fame, one will incur papam. In not doing what is prescribed by the Shastram, one will lose one's duty. One will have the blame of not having done one's duty. One will lose one's fame. One will incur papam. To state this, he quotes a sentence from Bhagavad Gita. Tata swadharmam kirtincha hitva papam avapsisi. Therefore, having stated all this, Purapakshi very clearly presents his erroneous view. Whatever Veda says is correct, real, real. Correct is okay, real. Dvaitam is real. Karma is real. Karma phalam is real. Punya papam, punyam is real. What Veda says is real. What about Advaitam? Advaitam also is real. Yavat jivadi shruti choditanam pashvadi himsa lakshananam cha karmanam prageva na adharmatvamiti sunischitamuktam bhavati. He says, it has been very well stated by Bhagavan himself that any karma, even if it involves himsa, even if it involves hurt, still it doesn't contribute for the accumulation of papam if it is prescribed by the Shruti. Therefore, what is his view? Kevala jnanena moksham na siddhyati. Mere attainment of jnanam is not enough for the attainment of moksha. Jnanam alone is not enough for moksha. It must be combined with performance of rituals prescribed by the Shruti, prescribed by the Smriti. Smriti's prescribed duties are Varna Dharmaha, Ashrama Dharmaha. Duties of various Varnas, duties of various Ashramas. All those are Smriti, Smartha Karmani. Then the rituals prescribed in the Shruti are Shauta Karmani. All those must be performed. Along with the performance, one must pursue Jnanam, attain Jnanam. Then Jnanam combined with the performance of Shrauta Smartha Karmani alone will help one attain Moksha. From the standpoint of an individual, Dvaitam is real. The standpoint of total, Advaitam is real. The standpoint of an individual, difference is real. The standpoint of the total, non-difference is real. So, dvaita, dvaita, bedaha, dvaita, dvaita. Vadaha is real. Dvaitam is real. Advaitam is real. Bedaha is real. Abedaha is also real. Everything is real. Swamiji used to say, talayatti bommai. For whatever you say yes. Because you don't want to be controversial. You want to be the good books of people. You can do that in the worldly things. Diplomacy is okay, but when we want to attain, when we want to know the truth, you cannot compromise. Isn't it? What is not, what is real? Okay. What is Bhagavan's answer here? How does Bhagavan refute this Ekadesha Vadis who are of the view that both difference and non-difference are real? Who are of the view that duality and non-duality are real? Okay. Tade asate. I come to the point now. Are you all following? Just, I have come to today's class. Give me one more class. Okay, that will be perfectly all right. Okay. Now listen to this now. Tade asate. The word asate, sattu, all time we are hearing. It is sat means real, asat means as though real, tucham. Isn't it? Not the satasanat. So here, tad asat means that view of yours is not correct. Shankar Bhagavatpada says, tad asat. No, that view of yours is not correct. Asat means not correct, incorrect. What is the view? Mere knowledge of the self is not enough for the attainment of moksha. Knowledge of the self must be combined with the performance of rituals and duties prescribed in the Shruti and Smriti. That view of Purapakshi, Ekadeshavadi, is not correct. Tad asat. Is it clear? And he explained, now he has to give the reason why his view is not correct. We'll see point by point. Okay, the first point Bhagavan mentions. Here the beauty is, you will learn how Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary is hereafter. You will learn how Shankara Bhagavatpada presents his teaching in his commentary. He always gives a very brief answer first to shut the mouth of the Purapakshi, then thereby to make him listen to his teaching later on. He puts the thing elaborately. He first gives a brief answer, then he elaborates his own brief answer. That is the style. Okay, Shankara Bhagavatpada also follows, like in the Shastram. Okay, he says, tad asat. Generally, in Shastram also, always subtle facts are revealed briefly, then they are elaborated. If you take the whole of Bhagavad Gita, the whole teaching consisting of two disciplines is briefly summarized in the second chapter. That is why second chapter of Bhagavad Gita is said to be Upakrama Adhyayaha. Then again, toward the end also, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita also, the whole teaching is summarized in the 18th chapter. Therefore, 18th chapter is said to be Upasamhara Adhyayaha. And in between, 3rd chapter onwards, until up to the 17th chapter, and 15 chapters, elaboration of the brief teaching given in the 2nd and the 18th chapters. 18th chapters. So, 3rd chapter onwards, until the 17th chapter, in 15 chapters, there's elaboration of the teaching given in the 2nd and the 18th chapters. Therefore, Upakrama Adhyayaha, 2nd chapter, Upasamhara Adhyayaha, 18th chapter, in between Vistaranam or Vistaraha. This is elaboration. This is the style of the teaching of the Shastra. This is how, this is style followed by the Shastra. So Shankara Bhagavatpada also in his commentaries, he follows that style sometimes, most of the times. So here, in order to refute Purapakshi's view, he gives a very brief answer. First, in that very brief answer itself, he presents, he explains with the support of the Shastram. He gives a brief answer. Having the support of the Shastram and having the support of the reasoning. Which means, Shankara Bhagavatpada again has to establish, prove, make him understand, no, karma cannot be, need not be combined with the jnanam. Jnanam itself is the only means of attainment of mokshaha. In fact, jnanam itself is mokshaha. This has to make it very clear. Again, therefore, first he says, what is the brief answer Shankara Bhagavatpada gave? Let me read it now. Jnana karma nishthayoho vibhaga vachanad buddhidvaya ashrayayoho. You see, sentence number, okay, one thing, one small brief answer. Small and brief answer. ज्ञान से बुद्धिद्वय आश्रययोः ज्ञान कर्मनिष्ठयोः विभाग वचनात्. आई एम पुटिंग द वर्ड्स अप डिफरेंटली, डिफरेंट डिफरेंट ऑर्डर. लुक एट दिस. बुद्धिद्वय आश्रययोः ज्ञान कर्मनिष्ठयोः विभाग वचनात्. ओके, सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ही सेज देयर इज विभाग वचनम इन द भगवद्गीता. ऑफ कोर्स इन द एंड इन द शास्त्र वेद शास्त्र देयर इज विभाग वचनम. देयरफॉर भगवान कृष्ण ऑल्सो रिप्रोड्यूसेस द सेम विभाग वचनम इन द भगवद्गीता. विभाग वचनम मीन्स वॉट? Assertive, emphatic teaching. Vachanam literally means word, speech. Vachanam means speech. Vachanam means word. Vachanam means utterance. But here let us take it as teaching. There is teaching. Assertive teaching, emphatic teaching in the Bhagavad Gita. Teaching of what? Teaching of Vibhagaha. Teaching of the distinction. Vibhaga Vachanam means there is assertive, emphatic teaching of Vibhagaha. Vibhagaha here means distinction, difference. There is assertive, emphatic teaching of the distinction and difference. Difference of what? Difference of karma jnana nishthas. Difference between karma nishtha and jnana nishtha. Jnana karma nishtayoho विभाग वचनात्. ड्यू टू द एम्फैटिक असर्टिव टीचिंग ऑफ डिस्टिंक्शन बिटवीन द टू निष्ठास. निष्ठा मीन्स कमिटेड लाइफ स्टाइल टू कमिटेड लाइफ स्टाइल्स known as jnana nishtha and karma nishtha. There's a teaching. Because this teaching is in the Bhagavad Gita, what you say is not correct. We cannot say dvaitam is real, advaitam is real. You cannot say difference is real, non-difference is real. You cannot say jnanam has been combined with the karma. You understand first. There is definitely difference. There's distinction between the two committed lifestyles. Jnana nishtha is different. Karma nishtha is different. We'll understand. She himself explains this. What is karmanishtha? What is jnananishtha? Shankara Bhagavatpada himself is going to explain in his commentary. Please be with me. You will understand it. And these two committed lifestyles are dependent, are based, ashrayayoho, based on buddhidvayam. Two different committed lifestyles, two distinct committed lifestyles are based on two different convictions, two different perceptions. What are the two different perceptions? What are the two different convictions? based on which there are two committed lifestyles. We'll understand all that later on. So first, when Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Jnana Karma Nishtayoho Vibhaga Vachanat, due to, as there is very clear, assertive, emphatic distinction, difference between the two committed lifestyles, the teaching, there's a teaching of the two different lifestyles. And these two different lifestyles are also based on two different, distinct convictions or perceptions. The first half of the sentence, Jnana Karma Nishtayoho Vibhaga Vachanat, that, until then, that statement shows Shankara Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavatpada takes Bhagavad Gita itself as his support of his vision, support of presenting his view. And buddhidvaya ashrayayoho, that also he presents in support of his view that there's reasoning involved. He has logical support and he has the Shruti support. Shruti means Bhagavad Gita also should be taken as a Shruti here. He has Shastra support, has support of the reasoning also in presenting his view. As there is this clear teaching of difference between two lifestyles based on two different perceptions, your view is not correct. So he's going to explain that now. Shankaracharya says, Ashochyan. So Bhagavad Gita, 11th verse of 2nd chapter. Ityadina. Beginning from the 11th verse of 2nd chapter. Bhagavata yavate. Swadharmam apicha aveksha. 31st verse of 2nd chapter. So 11th verse onwards, until the 31st verse, whatever, okay, was taught by Bhagavan, Ashochyan ityadina, Bhagavata yavat, swadharmam apicha aveksha, itti yetadantena granthena, yetadantena granthena, paramartha Atma Tattva Nirupanam Kritam. The very beautiful commentary. You must understand. He is going to explain what is Sankhyam, what is Yogaha. We will understand everything very clearly here. First he says, what is Sankhyam? Don't forget, he explains all this to prove the fallacy in Ekadeshi's view and to establish the fact that Jnanam is the only means of attainment of moksha. Okay, he says, first of all, what is Sankhyam? Tat is Sankhyam. Sankhyam means clear knowledge of the nature of the self. Atma Swarupa Jnanam is Sankhyam. Atma Swarupa Jnanam is Sankhyam. How do we understand? Shankaracharya says, you remember this verse, Ashochananvashochastvam Prajnavadamscha Bhashase Gataso Nagatasomscha Nanushochanti Panditaha. That is 11th verse. From that verse onwards, you can come down to the 31st verse. Swadharmamapi chaveksha navikampitu marhasi dharmyadhyuddha chreyonyate kshatriyasya na vidyate. Until the 31st verse. Ashochyan ityadina swadharmamapicha avekshya iti yetadantena granthena bhagavata yavate paramartha atma tattva nirupanam kritam. He says, in those verses, how many verses now? 30 verses, 31 verses, 11th to the 31st. In all those verses, the 31 verses, the 21 verses, beginning the 11th to the 31st, nirupanam kritam, it has been brought to light very clearly. Nirupanam krita means establishment has been made. Establishment has been done. Means what? It has been established. It has been proved. It has been brought to light very clearly. What has been brought to light clearly? Paramartha atmatattvam. Paramartha Atma Tattva Nirupanam Kritam means in those verses, Paramartha Atma Tattvam. Tattvasya Nirupanam Kritam. Paramartha Atma Tattvam, the truth of the absolute reality implied by the term Atma. The truth of the absolute reality means the nature here. The essential nature of the absolute reality implied by the term Atma has been brought to light clearly in those 21 verses from the 11th to the 31st of second chapter, verse of second chapter. Is it clear? So nirupanam krita means what? It has been proved. Atma swarupam. What is the nature of the Atma? What is the nature of absolute reality? That has been established. By whom? By teacher. Who was the teacher? By Bhagavan Krishna. Bhagavata nirupanam kritam. Nirupanam has been done by Bhagavan himself. Nirupanam of what? Parama artha paramartha atma tattvasya nirupanam bhagavata kritam. The swarupam, the nature, essential nature of the absolute reality implied by the term atma has been brought to light very clearly by Bhagavan himself in 21 verses from the 11th to the 31st of the text, second chapter. Is it clear? Okay. And therefore, Tat Sankhyam, therefore, the knowledge of the essential nature of the Atma, knowledge of the nature of the reality implied with the Atma is Sankhyam. Atma Swarupa Jnanam is said to be Sankhyam. See, Jnanam means knowledge. Atma Swarupa Jnanam is Sankhyam. Because one has to know the Atma only in terms of its nature. We do not know what is the nature of the reality. You do not know the reality. Knowing the reality implies knowing the reality in terms of its nature. Very important. Pujya Swamiji used to say this very many times. Knowing the Atma means knowing the reality ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ నేచర్. స్వరూప జ్ఞానమేవ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం. ఓ అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ ఇంప్లైడ్ బై ది టర్మ్ ఆత్మ ఈజ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నేచర్. వన్ మస్ట్ అండర్స్టాండ్. సో భగవాన్ దాట్ ఆత్మస్వరూపం ఎసెన్షియల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ హ్యాస్ బీన్ బ్రాట్ టు లైట్ బై భగవాన్ ఇన్ దోస్ 21 వర్సెస్ ఆఫ్ ద టెక్స్ట్ సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత. సో పరమార్థ ఆత్మతత్వ నిరూపణం కృతం భగవత తత్ సాంఖ్యం దాట్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద రియాలిటీ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద రియాలిటీ ఈ సెట్ టు బి సాంఖ్యం తత్ సాంఖ్యం దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ సాంఖ్యం. ఓకే నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది రియాలిటీ సాంఖ్యం తద్ విషయా బుద్ధి తద్విషయా బుద్ధి ఆత్మన తద్విషయా బుద్ధి. సో నాలెడ్జ్ బుద్ధి మీన్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ దట్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్. ఓకే లెట్ మీ రీడ్ నెక్స్ట్ సెకండ్ సెంటెన్స్ నౌ. ఆత్మన జన్మాది షడ్ విక్రియ అభావాత్ అకర్త ఆత్మా ఇతి ప్రకరణార్థ నిరూపణాత్ యా జాయతే సా సాంఖ్యా బుద్ధి. యు అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ సాంఖ్యం ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ విచ్ హెస్ బీన్ బ్రాట్ టు లైట్ బై భగవాన్ ఈ సాంఖ్యం. నౌ తద్విషయా బుద్ధి మీన్స్ వాట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద రియాలిటీ రైజెస్ జాయతే. నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ద రియాలిటీ రైజెస్ హౌ జన్మాది షడ్ విక్రియా అభావాత్. Now, once you understand the nature of the reality, your nature of the Atma, the understanding happens that Atma is Akarta, Akarta Atma, Atma is non-doer. The absolute reality obtaining as the innermost self, implied by the term Atma is Akarta, Atma is Akarta, Atma is not the doer. What is Atma here? The pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. The abstract reality which is of the nature of consciousness implied by the term Atma is not the doer. Why? Because the reason is given. Janmadi shad vikriya abhavat. Atma is free from or due to the absence of sixfold modifications. Shad vikriya abhavat. Vikriya is equal to vikaraha, modification. Shad vikriya, sixfold modifications. Abhavat, due to the absence of sixfold modifications, such as birth, etc. You can include జాయతే వర్ధతే అవిపరిణమతే అపక్షీయతే క్షీయతే నశ్యతి కెన్ సే ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్. జన్మాది షడ్ విక్రియా అభావాత్ డ్యూ టు ది అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ సిక్స్ ఫోల్డ్ మోడిఫికేషన్ సచ్ ఎస్ బర్త్ ఎక్సెట్రా ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ మీన్స్ వాట్ యాజ్ ఆత్మ ది అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ రియాలిటీ ఇంప్లైడ్ విత్ టెమ్ ఆత్మ is free from the sixfold modifications such as birth, etc. Therefore, Atma is not the doer. इति प्रकरणार्थ निरूपणात्. दिस आत्मा बीइंग नॉन डूअर ड्यू टू द रीजन दट आत्मा इज फ्री फ्रॉम सिक्स वर्ल्ड मॉडिफिकेशंस. This nature of, so actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. Atma is not the doer. Actionlessness means what? Changelessness. Actionlessness implies changelessness. Changelessness is the nature of the Atma. Actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. This nature of the Atma, Swarupa of the Atma has been brought to light in those verses. Therefore, how? Because Atma is free from all the sixfold modifications. Therefore, Atma is Akarta. This Atma being Akarta has been established. Nirupanat, Prakrana Artha Nirupanat. Prakrana Artha Nirupanat. As the text unfolded, has already established that Atma is non-doer due to the absence of sixfold modifications. Atma is non-doer. This has become established because Atma is free from sixfold modifications, and this Atma being free from sixfold modifications has been understood as a result of understanding the nature of the Atma discussed in those 21 verses. So, ya buddhihi jayate. So, tadvishya buddhihi jayate. That knowledge of the nature of the Atma, that Atma is the non-doer, that Atma is free from sixfold modifications, Atma is of the nature of changelessness, this knowledge of the nature of the Atma which rises. So the nature of the Atma is Sankhyam. The nature of the Atma, the knowledge of the nature of the Atma which rises in terms of that Atma is non-doer. Atma is free from sixfold modifications, etc. This knowledge of the nature of the Atma is what now? Sankhya buddhihi. Knowledge of the nature of the Atma is Sankhya buddhihi. Sankhyam, or you can say Sankhya buddhihi. This knowledge rises. Sa yesham jnaninam uchita bhavati. Te sankhyaha. And this appropriate nature of the Atma, appropriate knowledge of the nature of the Atma, yesham, for whom, means those people who have this appropriate knowledge of the nature of the Atma, the wise people, yesham jnaninam uchita bhavati. Sankhya buddhihi yesham jnaninam uchita bhavati. Those jnanis who have this knowledge of the nature of the Atma, appropriate knowledge of the nature of the Atma, they are said to be Sankhyaha. Te Sankhyaha. Sankhyaha are the people, jnanis, wise people who have very clear, thorough, ascertained, doubt-free, appropriate knowledge of the nature of the Atma, nature of the reality. They are Sankhyaha. See, what is Sankhyam? What is Sankhya Buddhihi and who are Sankhyaha? These three Shankaracharya makes it very clear. There's a portion in the second chapter, beginning in the 11th to the 31st verse. That portion consisting of 21 verses. In those verses, Bhagavan establishes the nature of the absolute reality implied with the term Atma. And this nature of the absolute reality, the knowledge of the nature of the absolute reality is Sankhyam. The knowledge of the nature of the absolute reality is said to be Sankhya Buddhihi. And those who have the Sankhya Buddhihi are Sankhyaha. Those who have the clear, doubt-free knowledge of the nature of the reality are Sankhyaha. And what is the nature of the reality they have? Atma Akarta. The very clear knowledge. Atma is non-doer. What is Atma? Absolute reality, all-pervasive reality, abstract reality, implied by the term Atma is not the doer. Why? Because this reality implied by the term Atma is free from sixfold modifications, is devoid of sixfold modifications. To be a doer, one must be of the nature of undergoing changes. And Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness. Atma is ever of the nature of actionlessness. Because Atma is ever of the nature of motionlessness. Because Atma is ever of the nature of all-pervasiveness. You may ask me the question, why you are saying all these things? Shankara does not say all these things. No. This is the teaching we have understood from Bhagavad Gita, the 21 verses. Atma is of the nature, Atma is the subtlest. The reality implied with Atma is the subtlest reality. Therefore, it is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Because of all pervasiveness, it is of the nature of motionlessness. Therefore, it is of the nature of change. It is of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, Atma is free from sixfold modifications. Therefore, Atma is not akarta. Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, Atma is not the doer. This fact has been established by the text. This is the meaning understood from the Prakaranartha. Nirupanath means this fact has been established by the knowledge of the meaning of this text. And this knowledge, when this knowledge rises, the knowledge is what? Sankhya Buddhi, knowledge of the nature of the Atma. That Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. Atma is non-doer because Atma is free from sixfold modifications. This knowledge of the nature of the Atma is Sankhya Buddhihi. And those wise people who have this knowledge of the nature of the Atma are Sankhyaha. Sankhya. So the jnanis, they are different people. In the following text, he is going to explain what is yogaha. Is it clear now? You should know what is Sankhyam, what is meant by the word Sankhya Buddhihi, and who are Sankhyaha? Sankhyaha is a plural word. Sankhyaha is equal to Jnani. Sankhyaha Jnaninaha. Sankhya Buddhihi knowledge of the nature of reality. Sankhyam also means knowledge of nature of reality or nature of the reality. And this nature of reality has been established. Means has been brought to light very clearly by Bhagavan. Okay. Then he says, Etasyaha buddhehe janmanaha prak. Before the rising of this knowledge, before the rise of this knowledge, Etasyaha buddhehe janmanaha prak. Before the birth of this knowledge, before the rise of this knowledge, Dehadi vyatiriktatva kartrutva bhoktrutvadi apekshaha dharma adharma viveka purvakaha moksha sadhana anushtana lakshanaha yogaha. What is yogaha? Beautifully he defines. What is yogaha? Don't forget why Shankar Bhagavatpada explains what is Sankhyam, what is Yogaha. What is Sankhya Buddhihi, what is Yoga Buddhihi? And who are Sankhyaha, who are Yoginaha? Shankar Bhagavatpada is discussing all this just to help us understand the difference between two committed lifestyles involving two distinct disciplines. Okay, let me make it clear. See, before this knowledge rises, every individual human being mistakes oneself to be a jivaha. Who is a jivaha? Jivaha is Atma. Jivaha is Atma. What is Atma? Atma is abstract, all-pervasive reality. Obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness is Atma. So Jiva is Atma. Jiva, who is Jiva here? Jivaha here is the manifestation of consciousness. The manifest consciousness, otherwise it will be reflected consciousness. I prefer the word manifest. Manifest consciousness or manifestation of consciousness. Chidabhasaha. Chidabhasaha. Manifestation of consciousness identified with, associated with the mind, which is said to be Chidabhasaha, is Jiva. The manifestation of consciousness, Chidabhasaha, associated with the mind, identified with the mind, thereby identified with the body also, is said to be Jivaha. This Jivaha is essentially Atma. So the Atma is there all pervasively. Therefore, in every mind, there is also manifestation of Atma, manifestation of consciousness, which is Chidabhasaha. So Atma is of reality implied with the term Atma is of the nature of pure consciousness. Therefore, Chit. Chidabhasaha is manifestation of consciousness. Chidabhasaha. Identified with the mind, associated with the mind is Chidabhasaha. This Chidabhasaha is also ஹியர் சிதாபாசகா பீங் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க் ஃப்ரம் வாட் தேகாதி வியதிரிக்தத்வ தேகாதி வியதிரிக்தா லெட் மீ பிரேக் திஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க் ஃப்ரம் தி பாடி மைண்ட் சென்ஸ் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் சிதாபாசகா ஈஸ் டிஸ்டிங்க்ட் ஃப்ரம் body mind sense complex deha adi means what body etc that adi shabda stands for sense organs mind etc distinct from the body etc mean distinct from body mind sense complex not distant but distinct okay deha adi vyatirikta vyatiriktatvam it has the jiva who is said to be jiva is nothing but chidabhasaha manifestation of consciousness has the status of being distinct from the body mind sense complex then has this status of being the doer chidabhasaha has the status of being the doer kartrutvam it has dehaadi vyatiriktatvam Jiva has the dehadi vyatiriktatvam, distinctness. The chidabhasa has the status of being distinct from, different from the body mind sense complex. But the same jiva has the status of being the doer, enjoys the status of being the doer. It enjoys doership. Why? Because it has identity, it's identified with the body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, it has kartrutvam, doership. Then, bhoktrutvam, it also has what? Bhoktrutvam. It has the status of being the enjoyer. The chidabhasaha identified with the body, mind, sense complex, which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, has the doership and enjoyership. தேகாதி வியதிரிக்தத்வ கர்த்ருத்வ போக்த்ருத்வாதி அபேக்ஷா தர்மஹ தர்ம அதர்ம விவேகபூர்வக தர்ம அதர்ம விவேகபூர்வக அண்ட் திஸ் ஜீவா ஹஸ் ஆல்சோ வாட் Dharma Adharma Viveka. This individual, Jiva, who is essentially the manifestation of, who is not even manifestation of consciousness, essentially consciousness, has identity with the body mind sense complex, identified with the body mind sense complex, therefore has doership and enjoyership. And this Jiva has what? தர்ம அதர்ம விவேக தர்மாதர்ம விவேக பூர்வ விவேக விச் மீன்ஸ் ஹேஸ் தி நாலெட் ஆஃப் வாட் இஸ் ரைட் அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் ராங் வாட் இஸ் தர்ம வாட் இஸ் அதர்ம வாட் சுட் ஐ டூ டு அக்யூமுலேட் புண்ணியம் வாட் சுட் ஐ அவாய்ட் டு அவாய்ட் பாபம் தட் நாலெட் ஹி ஹேஸ் மீன் நாட் ஆல் ஜீவா ஜென்ரலி வைதிக் வாட் இஸ் வி ஆர் கோயிங் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் இஸ் யோகா ஹியர் Moksha sadhana anushtana lakshanaha. And this Moksha sadhana anushtana lakshanaha is yogaha. What is yoga? Yoga is that which is in the form of being followed as a means of attainment of moksha. Not that, in that. Yogaha is that which is in the form of being followed as an indirect means of attainment of moksha, which involves the knowledge of right and wrong, which is dependent on a jiva. This yoga is dependent on, discipline is dependent on a jiva who is actually chidabhasaha, identified with body mansions complex, but which is distinct from body mansions complex, and who enjoys kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. This much is explained to say what is yogaha. Yogaha kaha. Yogaha is a discipline which is in the form of being followed as an indirect means of attainment of moksha, which also involves the knowledge of right and wrong, so that how one can accumulate punyam, one can avoid papam, etc., and which is dependent on the jiva. The jiva is another than chidabhasaha, which is distinct from body mansions complex, but still which has doership and enjoyership because of being identified with body mansions complex. So yogaha here implies not simply anything. Anything performed, anything which is being followed by a jiva is yoga. And how it is followed? Anything which is performed is followed as an indirect means of attainment of moksha with prior knowledge of the right and wrong, and which is dependent on the jiva. Jiva who has kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. And that jiva is nothing none other than chidabhasaha. Chidabhasaha, which is distinct from body mind's complex, but which is identified with body mind's complex. Therefore, having kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. That is yoga. Understand? So yogaha, the very word yoga implies what? Karma. Yogaha implies karma, not jnanam. Sankhyam implies jnanam. Yogaha implies karma, action. Action, it may be laukikam karma or vaidikam karma. Yoga implies karma. Yoga is a discipline implying karma. That karma, when performed, followed with the prior knowledge of right and wrong, as what is it which will help one earn punyam, what will help one avoid papam, followed. Which is dependent on a jiva who has kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. That jiva is actually chidabhasaha, which is distinct from body mind's complex. But identified with the body mind's complex. So without a jiva, there is no wrong identity also. Even for the identity to be there, there must be chidabhasa. There must be manifestation of knowledge to have identity. The identity is there. There is kartrutvam comes, bhoktrutvam comes. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, notions come. Those notions must be there. Then one is interested in accumulating punyam. interest accumulate, avoiding papam also. Therefore, and what is being followed? Ajiva, that is yogaha. So, eighth is, when is this? Before the rise of knowledge. A person considers oneself to be a jiva. When a person considers himself to be a jiva, he has a jiva status because of the identity with the body mansions complex. But his jiva is nothing but manifestation of consciousness, chidabhasaha. Therefore, definitely jiva is distinct from the body mansions complex. But the jiva has the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Not the jiva means not the manifest consciousness does not have. There is a thought in the mind, isn't it? There is doership and enjoyership. The notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, because of this jiva being identified with the body mansions complex. And the jiva also has dharma, dharma, viveka. What enables him earn punyam? What enables him earn punyam? What helps him avoid papam? So this yogaha is that which is in the form of performance or being followed as an indirect means of attainment of moksha, which involves the prior knowledge of dharma and adharma, which is dependent on this jiva who has doership and enjoyership. Okay. So here I want to tell you one thing. I'm going to stop here. Let me finish that one particular thing. This, what is yogaha? So yoga implies action, which implies ignorance, erroneous perception, wrong notion. As a doer, aham karta. Whereas for a jnani, for a sankhya, aham sakshi iti bhavaha. Whereas for a yogi, aham karta iti bhavaha. Now, tad vishaya buddhi yoga buddhihi. So, knowledge of this yoga, knowledge of what is yoga, knowledge of what is this discipline. Anything performed as a discipline, as in that attainment of moksha, the prior knowledge of right and wrong, which is dependent on the jiva who has doership and enjoyership, who is distinct from body, mind, complex, is yoga. Is it clear? And one who has this knowledge of yoga is yogi. Yoga, the knowledge of this yoga is yoga buddhihi, tad vishaya buddhihi yoga buddhihi. Knowledge of what yoga is what? Yoga buddhihi, knowledge of yoga. Sa yesham karminam uchita bhavati te yoginaha. And those people who are aware of this fact, what yoga is, people who have the clear knowledge of this, what this yoga is, who are endowed with this knowledge of yoga, are said to be of yoga, are said to be yoginaha. So yoga buddhihi is knowledge of yoga. What is yoga? What is knowledge of yoga? And who are yogis? Yogis are those who are endowed with the knowledge of yoga. Knowledge of yoga is yoga buddhi. What is yoga? Yoga is the discipline. The discipline implies action, and the performance of action as a discipline presupposes the knowledge of it. Performance action as a discipline, as a preparatory discipline, as the indirect means of attainment of moksha, presupposes knowledge of right and wrong. But still, the performance of action is dependent on the jiva who has doership or enjoyership. Tad vishaya buddhi yoga buddhi sa yesham karminam uchita bhavati te yoginaha. So this, those people who has this appropriate knowledge of yoga are said to be yoginaha or yogis. So by Bhagavan himself, two disciplines, two committed lifestyles have been prescribed. So he is going to present a quote here. We will see the rest in the next class. Okay. I'll summarize the whole thing before I start, or I'll send it to you. Become much clearer, don't worry. Because two long sentences, you may find it difficult, some of you. I'm very clear. I hope I made it very clear for all of you. So yogaha, yogaha means not. What is yogaha? The very word yogaha implies discipline. Does Atma require discipline? No. Discipline means it is associated with what? Only action. An action becomes a discipline only if it is performed as an indirect means of attainment of moksha with a prior knowledge of right and wrong. And that, isn't it? Performance of an action as an indirect means of attainment of moksha, but the prior knowledge of right and wrong, consciously being aware of knowledge of right and wrong, and that performance again is dependent on a jiva, is yoga. And those who understand what yoga is all about, the knowledge of what is yoga, it is yoga buddhi. And those who have the knowledge of yoga are said to be yoginaha. In fact, let me make it very simple and easy by saying how Pujya Swamiji teaches what yoga is. I just want to literally give the teaching, you know, here as exactly what Shankaracharya says. I'll explain this next class. Okay? Again. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.